As we begin the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, let us notice that it's still also talking about the blessings and the curse, or the blessings and the curses. The first 14 verses of this chapter are devoted to talking about the blessings. And then after that, he talks about the effects that they will have if they do not follow God's will, the curses that will come upon them, and even he talks about the absolute ruin and destruction at the very last if they do not do what God wants. So we'll begin with the first verse, realizing that these first 14 verses now are talking about the blessings they'll have if they obey God. In talking about the blessings, he discusses two aspects. One, he discusses the conditions that he lays down in order for them to receive the blessings, and those conditions still apply to us today, really, in principle. And then he also discusses the particulars or the details of the blessings, so that he describes what these blessings are going to include. And these are these two things, the conditions and the details of the blessings, are intermixed as we go through these first 14 verses. In the first verse he says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." Now here we have, first of all, one of the conditions. One of the conditions for blessings. This condition says, "If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God." Now hearken means to listen, to pay some attention to give some heed to. "If thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God." So whatever the voice of the Lord says, we are to give heed to that. We're to listen to it. At least pay some attention. Now, you know, there's no way that the voice of God can do us any good if we don't pay any attention to it. In this day and time, the voice of God comes to us through His Word. We must listen to His Word. The Word is the thing that is used by which God can speak to us. And so if we do not study His Word, if we do not pay any attention to the teaching given in His Word, then we are not listening, we're not hearkening, and consequently one of the great conditions for blessings is taken away from us. We do not fulfill this condition. So it says, "Hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God." To hearken diligently means that you put some real effort into it, that you are attentive, that you are very muchly given over to this work, to this occupation of hearkening. And he further says, "To observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day." So observe means not only have we heard them, but we see them. We observe. We look them over. We become acquainted with them. We become familiar with them. We observe them, and then we do all His commandments. We do them. We perform the act. We put forth the effort. We carry it through. We are fulfilling whatever God wants. So this is the condition now for blessings. Hearken diligently, observe, and do all His commandments. Not just one or two, not just most of them, not all but one, but all His commandments which I command thee this day. And that's always been one of the principles of God. When He gives a command, He intends that it be followed and that it not be neglected, and that this includes all commandments. "That the Lord thy God may set thee on high above all nations of the earth." Now here's the result. Here is the detail of the blessing. If you fulfill the condition, then the Lord will set thee on high. This little nation of Israel was to be the nation that was on top of all other nations, so far as blessings, so far as preeminence, favor with God was concerned. Above all nations of the earth. At this time, as we know, God dealt with His people as a separate nation. He dealt with nations. And so this nation received a blessing as a nation. And we're going to find these first 14 verses are talking about the blessing that the people would receive, personal blessings, family blessings, and national blessings. And so anytime the nation is blessed, then most all the people in that nation also are allowed to partake of the benefit of the blessing. And so he's going to set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And there's a colon after the word earth, so he gives further explanation now in verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now notice what he says about these blessings. All these blessings, just as you are to keep all the commandments, then he has promised that he will give all the blessings. All these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. It's as though you're not going to be able to miss the blessings. The blessings are going to overtake thee. They're going to be so overwhelming that you're going to necessarily be a partaker of the blessing, whether you would really want to or not. And the truth is, many times God's people are faithful, they are diligent, but they do not feel that they deserve to receive any blessing from it. They don't think that they really deserve anything. Even though you should feel that way, the blessing's going to come anyway. The blessing's going to overtake thee. And that's an interesting thing to note. For we have in Matthew 25, verse 37, where Jesus gives an idea that goes along with this. Matthew 25 is talking about the end time, whenever the Savior shall have all the nations before him and the judgment is being given. And so in the 31st verse of Matthew 25, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of one of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. Now the point I'm trying to make here is that these people on the judgment day are not going to be expecting to be rewarded. They're not going to be expecting to receive a blessing because they don't think that they have done all that much to earn it. Even though they've done what the Savior wanted, they have kept his will, they've kept his commandments, they're not looking for that to bring them a great reward. But he says in this second verse of Deuteronomy 28, the blessing shall overtake thee, shall come on thee and overtake thee. If you do the things that God requires so that you then are in line to receive a blessing, you're going to get the blessing. You don't have to sit down and name it out and spell it out. I expect to have this. You don't have to look forward to it have all kinds of hopes built up about it. If you've done the things God wants, you're going to receive the blessing. He says it shall overtake thee. And that is a very comforting thing to know. But notice also in this same verse, verse 2, he gives another condition. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Here the condition is still there. This condition is a scarlet thread that runs all through the giving of the blessings. You must hearken. You must listen. You must be aware of the voice of the Lord thy God. You cannot be in line for the blessing and not be aware of what the voice of the Lord thy God teaches. Now, he gives a lot of temporal blessings in the Old Testament. And sometimes it seemed as though we receive very little mention of temporal blessings in the New Testament. But I would like to turn at this point and read another statement that the Savior made showing that we too today have been given a promise of blessings if we obey God just like they had received promise of blessing. In Matthew 6, verse 33, in Matthew the 6th chapter, Jesus is talking about how well the Lord takes care of the fowls of the air and how he takes care of the lilies of the field. And so he says, Verse 30, wherefore if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So the point I'm trying to make is that Jesus taught to his disciples that the Lord would also take care of their physical, temporal needs if they were to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. So we have that same condition today that they had then. And that condition has, it's an if we seek first the kingdom of heaven. And if we seek first the righteousness of God, then all these things, Jesus said, will be added unto us. And so, as we read about these temporal blessings in the Old Testament, let us remember that we also have a very similar promise that we shall receive temporal blessings in the New Testament. So he continues now in verse 3 of Deuteronomy 28, enumerating the blessings and the details of the blessings. He says in verse 3, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Showing that whether you live in the city and conduct yourself with the business of the city, maybe you're a merchant or whatever, or whether you live out in the country and you're a farmer, you work in the field, either place, you're in a position for God to bless you. God can bless you wherever you are, whether you're a city dweller, whether you're a country dweller. God can bless you. And that's a very comforting thought to know, especially in this day and age in which we have the giant, huge cities in which it seems that life is so much changed from that in the country, to know that God still has promised that the blessing can be there just as well as it can be in the field. Verse 4, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Showing here that we're in line for a blessing in several ways. First of all, he says, the fruit of thy body. This would be your offspring, your children. Your children will be blessed. This may include the idea of number of children, but it can also include the idea of quality of children. Children that will be followers of God, that will be beneficial to you, that will be a true blessing to have. The fruit of thy body. And then he says, the fruit of thy ground. This would be the increase from the crops, from the planting. And then the fruit of the cattle. The increase of the cattle and of the sheep and the goats, of the kine and the flocks. So it's very comforting to know that God has promised blessings in these areas. And these are the great areas of blessing. Your children, the produce of the ground and the produce of the cattle. Now this is also referred to in verse 11, and we'll just wait till we get to verse 11 and we'll talk about it more when we get to that point. But in Isaiah 61 verse 9, Isaiah also alludes to this as being a blessing. Isaiah is talking about the effects that the coming of the Messiah is going to have on the people. And he says, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. So this is mentioned several times in the Bible about the seed being blessed, and the Lord being the one who then does bring about the blessings upon his seed. And this is a part of the blessings for obeying God, for hearkening to his will, and for knowing about his word.